And welcome back to a new episode of Geeks Nerds. Me, boy, I.
Be Joe.
And it's a new year, new episode, and yes, we are back. What have we been up? What have you been up to since last time we were here? Playing any new games? Watching any new? Watching anything new? Hop on that Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, you know, finished the battle. Well, not technically did not finish the battle pass. I think it has like the last little graphic thing. I don't know what it's for, but I have everything else probably unlocked. I might just buy it to get the skins, but.
I don't even know if I have anything. I've been playing it too. I've just been doing quick play and competitive. But no, yeah, I've been having fun with the game. It's a really good game.
Yeah.
Sonic 3 was cool. A lot of cool stuff happened between here and then.
Yeah. But you know, we're not talking about that stuff today. We're talking about something that you noticed some big announcements from a certain movie studio.
Yeah. Sony, our lovable. Studio.
That's a lot of lovables. I don't think you meant any of that, though.
No, I didn't. There's only one reason I would... There was a reason why it went from high to low.
Okay. Yeah, so... new movies coming out from Sony, but what's interesting about these movies were that a lot of them are going to be adaptations of video games, right?
Yeah. And that kind of brings into a lot of stuff that concerns me about Sony, especially because you also gotta remember it wasn't that long ago we had certain news about a certain other aspect of their film division, and I think we'll be mentioning that because it was a big news comment.
But
I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I guess in terms of that sort of side of things, obviously, Sony is a large company. They make technology, right? They make PlayStation. They have their own movie studio too, Sony Pictures, right? And I think the thing you're talking about is more of the cancellation of their Spider-Man movies, not the Tom Holland movies, not the Spider-Verse movies. They're like this weird like Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man.
Like putting on my little conspiracy tinfoil hat on real quick, an item I've almost never used. This coming, like, at least a couple of weeks, days, if you want to be, more hyperbolic, after the announcement of, like, shutting down their villain-centered movies, and, like, I think it was, like, one of the executives being like, well, I thought they were pretty okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was, like, the CEO or one of the top, it was, like...
It was someone of note worthy.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe the president of Sony Pictures that was, like... on the record saying, like, these movies were good movies, but they were trashed by critics, and that's why they did bad, which is a stretch. It's a bit of one of those sour loser, sore loser kind of things of, like, listen, man, the only movies that made money from this whole project were the Venom movies, and that's because people like Venom, and he could work well on his own. The rest of the, everything else...
He made a Morbius movie.
Yeah, which I think I've mentioned before. I thought it was a dumb idea. I would never watch it because
he still hasn't watched it. I've known this man for long. When he says he's not gonna watch it, he's not gonna watch it. I have to force him to watch things.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a dumb movie. It's a dumb promise. It's dumb concept. I was just like, no, not gonna watch that. That looks dumb, and I was right. It was memed upon. To the point where the internet was like, oh yeah, it's going to make more $1 billion. And Sony thought it meant people liked it. So they put it back in theaters and it made less money than its initial run.
I've always said this funny thing about Morbius, and we'll get back on topic, don't worry. I've only ever seen a little bit on a plane ride back home where someone was watching it on one of those, airplane movie stuff, and I'm just, like, not paying attention. It's not even on my screen. I just, like, happen to look across, and I'm like, wow, that is horrible. I'm glad I didn't watch that movie.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, as well, Madam Web, I think, came out last year, too, right? Bad, just fell flat on its face, and obviously, Kraven, as well, came out last year, too.
I was kind of rooting for Kraven.
I was ambivalent because, again, I'm like, okay, so Kraven, the guy who hunts things, his whole bit is hunting Spider-Man because he's like the ultimate prey, is not going to be facing Spider-Man in this movie, and is sort of an anti-hero. I mean, I can kind of see that, but it's like,
yeah.
It's like, come on.
Look, you can make Kraven cool, good, maybe, I don't know. But we're hanging on too much to on this story for too long. Let's jump on to the next one. But if it kind of does feel like this is a, you know, a response to that in a way, because what is Sony mostly known for right now? It's probably not their film division, it's their gaming division.
It's PlayStation. PlayStation, I feel, is sort of, when you hear Sony, you think of PlayStation. That is their bread and butter at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably their most profitable arm in their company at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, as to what you mentioned earlier, the movie announcements that Sony Pictures made was more of adapting various properties owned by PlayStation, right? Horizon Zero Dawn getting a movie development. A Helldivers 2 movie being developed. And there's also, I think this was probably announced beforehand, but you're getting Ghost of Tsushima movie with the director of, I think, the John Wick movies.
Mm-hmm.
And a Ghost of Tsushima anime done by Aniplex. So that's like four solid, you know, like, movie properties being based off of, like, you know, a lot of properties being based off of stuff that Sony and PlayStation own, right?
Yeah. And like I said, it's a very interesting time and selection, and it's one that, like, I get it, because if you're Sony, you're gonna bank on that thing you have. You're gonna make a movie based on this cool video game. Is it a little early for it? Probably, though. Like, for the Ghost of Tsushima thing, I'm pretty sure they're gonna time that real close to Ghost of Yotai.
Yeah, so I mean,
because
I know they there was mention of the anime being released around 2027.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm pretty sure that game comes out during that time. So I mean, it probably would be an interesting bridge. But I do find it interesting too, because I mean, you can also see it as sort of like the continual rise of video game adaptations, because
yeah,
obviously, you know, I think Sonic the Hedgehog, the Mario movie are sort of the two standouts. Like,
oh yeah, no, Sonic 3 is like held to be the best of the three.
I mean, with good reason, obviously.
Yeah.
But I guess to make the main point, obviously, right, is that we're now, Hollywood is now seeing that video game adaptations can be made, and be made well. Granted, my opinion on the Sonic franchise as a whole is kind of, it's mid, but it's serviceable, right? It does the job, and that's all you need of it, right? And obviously, the Mario movie worked, definitely, in part, because Nintendo was heavily involved, and they stuck very close to the source material, even if some people were a bit iffy on, say, music selection. You know, like pop music and stuff like that. But main point was that people enjoyed the Mario movie, and it worked, right? It's getting a sequel, and they're trusting Illumination with a Legend of Zelda movie, which I'm a bit...
Was it Illumination? I thought it was a different studio.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure, because the Zelda movie is supposed to be live action.
What? Okay. No, that's what I was remembering, because I think it was supposed to be live action, which I was a bit hesitant on, because it's like... Yeah, but it's like... You can make Zelda work as an animated movie, and I think that works as an animated movie probably better.
Well, considering how I remember one of the big stories about that was the director wanted it to be like, he's like, being heavily inspired by, like, Miyazaki films, and I'm like, you mean the animated movies?
Yeah, but anyways, you know, like, that sort of approach is being seen, and obviously Sony... I mean, it has tipped its toes in making movies out of its games. Obviously, the Uncharted movie with Tom Holland, which I think did okay, right?
I think it did okay. I didn't really watch it. I wasn't that big of an Uncharted person. And it was one of those things I'm like, this seems like something that everyone just kind of wanted to do. Oh yeah, this is a thing.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing about it too is I think some people were like, you kind of... had a guy who could be the perfect Nathan Drake, Nathan Fillion, but you're a couple years too late.
Yeah, you're a little too late. Kind of the same as the Halo show, you're a little too late.
I mean, heck, I guess technically Gran Turismo got a movie, but it was more about the story of that, the real story of a guy who played Gran Turismo and won a contest to be an actual, like, driver.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I think he did all right for himself.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to look into the story of that one guy.
Obviously, you want to be optimistic, but he turned out all right.
I mean, yeah,
I hope he turned out all right.
Yeah.
I think you forgot Ratchet and Clank.
Yes, that is true. Ratchet and Clank.
You saw that movie.
Yeah, which it was a serviceable movie.
It was fine.
But it felt more like a vehicle for the remake. Remember they made a remake, which I believe used most of its cutscenes were just of the movie itself.
Yeah, because there was that. I always remember finding out that there was a character that was voiced by Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah.
And he's just kind of there, but he's like a major thing in the game.
Yeah.
Like that exact game, like he's actually like a boss or something. I'm like, where was that? it was a fine movie. It wasn't bad. It was just like if you're someone who at first was like, just turned the cutscenes into a movie. Yeah, that's what the movie got.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, some people out on the internet were just like, why don't we just take the cutscenes from the video games and just turn it into a movie? And it's like, I think that's what you get, kind of that, which is like, okay.
Well, to be fair, I feel like when they say that, they didn't have the idea it'd be like that, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's the Zack Snyder shot for shot of the comic kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people wanted. Not the actual cutscenes that you can just watch on YouTube.
But yeah, I mean, also now that I think about it too, because there was the rumor, or like a planned, now you bring up Ratchet and Clank, there was a planned Sly Cooper movie, but it never got made, right? Because I think...
Right.
Because we even got like an animated teaser way back, and it looked pretty solid, but for whatever reason, just never came to pass. Obviously, I think we're also sort of ignoring the big elephant in the room of, hey, The Last of Us TV show did great. It's going to get its second season soon. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a, more fuel for the fire for Sony to just look at their games and just go, yeah, we can turn movies into these things or TV shows. That can get us some money. Although, I feel like HBO definitely had a more hand in making it, because obviously the Horizon Zero Dawn, Ghost of Tsushima, and Helldivers are going to be made by Sony Pictures themselves, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit of a difference, right?
I was going to say, I could have sworn Neil Druckmann was heavily involved in that show.
I believe he was also, I think he was also involved. I don't know if he wrote any episodes, but he was also involved
mm-hmm.
in making that show.
Yeah, but in my opinion, they're going in a little too hard right now. Like, okay, when they first announced it, you and I were talking about, specifically Helldivers. It's like, really? Helldivers?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one, because obviously if you haven't played Helldivers, it is basically like a multiplayer game where you, are part of Super Earth, hunting down these giant bugs and various other things, protecting the Earth's and colonies and stuff.
For democracy.
Yeah. And, once you take a good look at it, right, you kind of just make it go, Star Trek Troopers. That's Star Trek Troopers.
Yeah.
Star Trek Troopers as a game. So.
Very much in its DNA.
Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that they are taking Helldivers 2 and just going, we can make a movie out of that. Let's do that. And it's like, yeah, but aren't you just making another Star Trek Troopers at that point? Because that's basically what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong. I, love the original, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one of those things of, like, we're kind of going in, like, a bit of a circle here, right?
Yeah, it's an Ouroboros. It's
yeah.
a snake eating itself.
Yeah, because it's like Star Trek Troopers. People like the movie, So, and then...
No one talks about the book.
Yeah. And then Helldivers, it's greatly inspired homage to Starship Troopers in terms of the aesthetics and world building and stuff. And now, it's like, let's turn that into a movie, which is just like, I feel like it's just gonna be Starship Troopers, but something you find at a discount. You know? like a bargain bin version of Starship Troopers. Not to say that it's going to be bad. We don't know much about it. It just started, you know, pre-production or whatever. But still, it's just kind of one of those things where I'm looking at it and it's just like, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it, like, say, like, Metroid, right?
Yeah.
Like, Metroid, people, like, want a Metroid movie, but when you boil it down, it's one lady fighting aliens in space, and it's like, that's Alien, that's the movie Alien. And I'm pretty sure the developers at Nintendo were inspired a bit by the movie Alien, so it's kind of like an, or, you know, another Ouroboros, although, you know, obviously...
There's a level of differences, but I get a bit... You're kind of simplifying it to the bare bones, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar thing as to why some people will say, oh, why don't they make a GTA movie or a Red Redemption movie? And it's like, those games take a lot from media already.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're just regurgitating something. Right?
Yeah, it's like everything is inspired by some level of something. The Predator was... the basis for the elites in Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, like, the main thing. Like, they go invisible. They're, like, these noble, honorable, you know, hunters kind of stuff. Kind of like how the elites are, like, noble warrior race.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of that. And with Helldivers, I think it's... Not to say I don't think it'd be a bad idea, but... And this is where I'm, like... You can tell that the people in charge don't tend to play video games, right? Because Helldivers kind of went down real fast.
Well, I mean, it's still popular, though.
It's still popular, yes. But it died down fast. Now, not because it was a bad game, but because the service kind of went weird. It became weird.
Yeah, there was the controversy about, like, the PSN, like, accounts or whatever, and that, you know, a lot of countries don't have it, especially because if you're playing on PC or whatever, but, you know... Besides all that,
yeah, because we also got to think about general audience kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, I think at the end of the day, like, I think that's something that sometimes happens with video game adaptations as well, is that, like you mentioned with Halo, right, where it's like a bit too late to jump on the Halo train. Like, a Halo movie or TV show would have been cool back in 2007 or 2008, right at the peak of, like, Halo popularity, right? Halo 3 just came out, you know. You're still in a buzz of Halo stuff, right? That would have been a neat time. And they did plan to do that, right? With,
yeah.
What was his name? Blomkamp, right?
Yeah, Blomkamp was supposed to be doing the film. They jumped around so often because it was Peter Jackson, then Neil Blomkamp. Spielberg was somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and then it turned to him being an executive producer for a Halo TV show that was announced in 2012, 2013, for that was gonna be on the Xbox One. Remember that whole freaking press conference?
Was Nightfall? That's the one, right? The one with
Halo Nightfall with
Luke Cage.
Yeah, the actor for Luke Cage.
That
was announced.
Was that Ridley Scott?
Ridley Scott, yes, I believe. I believe he produced it. I don't know if he directed it.
I don't think he would. He's too high. He's too. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, are you gonna say too prestige? Too highbrow? Too.
More yes, but more in like I would never do this.
You say that, but he made Prometheus and like.
Okay, that's fair.
Like what I'm saying is that a lot of his Alien movies have not panned out that well.
No.
So like, he's not above, I think, schlock. Is what I think.
No, he's above schlock. He's above, like, being reasonable, I guess is the right word.
To that point of, like, yeah, probably a Helldivers... Well, to be fair, though, I think, Helldivers came out in 2023, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been a very hard way of turning a movie around, but at the same time, I think I get what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, if this is based off a multiplayer online game... And, like, that, unless you're, like, a Fortnite that can sustain that popularity over a long period of time, it'll eventually will die down. So it's kind of hard to time making a movie based off of that.
Yeah.
To get that popularity still, that's still there.
So it's one of these, like, we're kind of, Helldivers is a wait and see. I mean, the other games that are being, like, Horizon, that one I always thought was really interesting, because that one's always been talked about, and then, and now they're doing it, and yet, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's a sense of a lot of people just being not that interested in it.
And it's not a bad game.
No, I don't think, yeah, no, as far as I haven't played any of the Horizon games.
Neither have I, but from everything I've heard, it's not a bad game.
They are solid open world RPGs, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a very interesting world and lore building.
Yeah.
So, you know, I truly don't think it's a bad idea to do that, especially if it was like a movie of like the before times, like how did we get to this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of interesting. But at the same time, it does, like, a good portion of the internet just kind of seems to go like, this is like, are we being punked? Is this actually popular? Like, because it feels like this is just an industry plant kind of, like, franchise. I mean, obviously, you know, there's the Lego Horizon game, which, I won't lie, even befuddles me, because it's like,
I forgot that was a thing, dude.
Did you not remember Sony just straight up, like, pimping it out a lot? Just like, hey, Lego Horizon game, you know? And it's like, okay, why though? Like, because it's, like, you get Lego games based off of Harry Potter, Star Wars, the Marvel movies, DC, right? Like, big things, and it's like, Lego Horizon, Zero Dawn, what? What? Like,
yeah, but I feel like Lego Marvel, Lego DC, Lego Star Wars, all those make sense.
Well, no, yeah, because they're big franchises, right?
Yeah, they're big IPs where you can kind of want to mess around with that.
With the idea. But well, Horizon only has, like, two games at the time that it came out, right?
Yeah.
Like, two mainline games and maybe a spinoff here or there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I would agree. It's a bit weird to just jump in and getting a Lego Horizon game. I mean, hell, there isn't like a, I'm trying to think of any other franchise that's collabed with Lego before. Like a Lego Transformers game or a, I mean, there was that Lego Dimensions game that was like the Toys to Life game, right? Where you buy Lego sets and then you can put it into the game or something like that.
Yeah.
But, which, I mean, I remember that had like all the, it had Back to the Future, I think it had Wizard of Oz, it had just a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I remember. But, you know, it's like, like, main point is that it feels weird to have Horizon Zero Dawn being propped up this much,
mm-hmm.
right? When it feels like it hasn't, like, not to say bad about the game.
No.
But I think for a lot of people on the internet,
it's like, oh, yeah.
Like, people just sort of like, it's a fine game, but is it, like, good enough for a movie? I guess that's probably what a lot of people sort of feel about. Like, is it good enough for its own franchise? Like, you know.
You know why? It still feels like it's still young.
I mean, you're not wrong, because the first one came out on PS4 back in, like, I think.
Yeah.
2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the other sequel.
Or,
The Forbidden West, I believe.
Yeah, that one came out for the PS5.
Yeah.
Because, like, what I'm saying is that with Helldivers, you can kind of do it because it's essentially just a rip of Starship Troopers. Horizon Zero Dawn is a new property. It's got its fans, very dedicated ones, without a doubt. Now, whether or not it will sustain itself with a film franchise is totally dependent on how well it's executed. And that's the real question when it comes to a lot of these video game adaptations, because, like, for, like, Sonic and Mario, the thing that made those movies so, like, well-loved is because you can tell it's made with love, right? But the story of, like, how Illumination was, like, this close to having that scene of Luigi and Mario getting the star power and having, you know, Van Halen's jump playing is, like, no. That sounds like a, like, if you've never played Mario or don't, like, really, like, aren't that invested in Mario, like, the song Jump playing during that sequence sounds like a horrible idea, right? Or you might be indifferent because if you don't play the games or whatever, but, like, Like, literally, you can just imagine that song playing, and it just doesn't feel as impactful as hearing the dun 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 dun.
Because
it's a musical motif. Motifs, like, elevate that film so much because it's, like, it plays well and harkens to that, you know, the love to the games.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way as, like, so, like, in Sonic 3, Live and Learn is, like, the big game song in Sonic Adventure 2, the game that Shadow's introduced, and it's played, like, throughout the movie, to the point where, like, it's significant to Shadow's story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, like I said, well, with Horizon, you could make it good. It's just like, will you be able to show that love and appreciation for the game? Is the question. The thing is, again, it's still, like, a very early franchise. If I'm making any sense.
I mean, I guess that's always the thing with any adaptation. Like, you want to have respect and
mm-hmm.
the source material and all that stuff. I think the only... obviously... I mean, with Horizon Zero Dawn, obviously, it is just sort of like, is there enough base for it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it that popular enough to garner that success? Who knows? I mean, Ghost of Tsushima does, I think, out of all of them, it does seem to be the more interesting one. Especially since, you know, with the anime adaptation as well. I think that's probably the one I think most people are probably excited for. Especially since, you know, Ghost of Tsushima movie has an actual director attached to it, the guy from the John Wick movies. So, you know you're going to get a pretty solid action movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I it's going to be an interesting movie.
Yeah.
And, like, interesting premise, you know. Like, it's going to be, I think people would really be intrigued into watching that movie, right? It has... sort of all the hallmarks you would probably want for a movie. Interesting premise, good director. Now you just need to wait and see how the casting sort of fills itself out, and, you know, probably not going to be a big budget expensive movie. Probably shouldn't. You get modest returns out of it, you know, that's a success, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's going to be definitely interesting just to see how it all sort of pans out, right? Like, I mean, especially since, you know, we're talking about Sony Pictures, right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, just to sort of bring it back around, right? Like, you know, like you mentioned earlier, right? Like, it feels like a lot of these announcements and, like, this hard push into adapting their video game catalog into movies is another attempt by Sony to create, like, a cinematic universe-style, like... franchise that they can make money off of, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what they wanted to do with the, Sony's been trying to do that since Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, they saw the writing on the wall with Marvel, right? With the Avenger movies, right? Because, what was it, if I recall correctly, didn't the Amazing Spider-Man, the first one, came out in 2012?
It did. It came out in 2012. 2013 was the leak.
No,
somewhere around that time was the leak, a year or two maybe. That's when they got, like, all the information about, like, what was it, like an Aunt May movie. And granted, like, looking back at it now, those are always, like, tentative.
They didn't
mean they were going to do it, but that you can tell that they were scratching really hard to make any kind of movie not involving Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was, I want to say, that might have been 2011, actually, because if I recall correctly, the Sony email hack happened because they were making that movie...
The Interview.
The Interview, you know, which is, like, about Seth Rogen and Franco interviewing Kim Jong-un or whatever, and then North Korean hackers got pissed, they hacked Sony, leaked their emails... I mean, that's where we also learned about shit like a Ghostbusters, like, cinematic universe, like a Slimer movie and stuff like that.
Could have been peak.
I mean, it would have been been linked to the 2016 Ghostbusters movie, though.
Could have been peak.
Actually, was it? No, I think, you know what? It might have been 2014, now that I think about it. Because the Ghostbusters remake didn't come out until 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, like, probably around that time. But anyways, yeah, no, they were talking about, you know, like, I think there was going to be a Silver Sable, Black Cat movie. Like, you know, there was a lot of interesting, like, things. Like you said, like an Aunt May movie where she's, like, a spy in World War II or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Which is, like, okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, but
which,
I mean,
yeah, no, it's like I said, those were always tentative. They didn't mean they were actually going to do it.
But they were ideas that they were just throwing darts at the wall and just being like, would that be a good idea?
I mean, you know. I mean, I watched that. I'm just saying.
It's like, I mean, you put it on the, you know, write it down. Write it down.
That's not bad.
And obviously, you know, with the fallout of the Amazing Spider-Man movies, you know, that got canned,
mm-hmm.
right? Laying the work back with Marvel for the Tom Holland movies. And then, but, you know, Sony still wanted a piece of the pie anyway, and that's
yeah.
how we got the, you know, like, the villain universe is probably what I'm going to call it. There is no official name, I'm guessing, right?
There probably is, but do you really care?
No, because it probably sounds really dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, Venom was a big hit. That was like, clearly these work. Let's make it work. And it's like, they forget that Venom is a popular character anyway, and people will watch a Venom movie no matter what.
People really wanted Venom in that third Spider-Man movie. It was even against Sam Raimi's wishes.
Well, I mean, yeah, the producers were like, we gotta put Venom in, man. He's like the big guy. And it's like, I don't really care for Venom, actually. It's like, shut up. You put Venom in this movie now, even if it ruins the narrative. Like, I mean,
hey, he made it work, though. He made it work.
I mean, he made it work for what it was, but, I mean, here's the thing. Would you rather prefer to have the movie just based between Sandman and Harry Osborn as villains than just shooing, horning Venom?
You speak truth, but I don't want to admit it.
I'm just saying. Even though people's opinions of Spider-Man 3 have sort of turned around being like, it's actually pretty alright. It's
yeah.
not the worst thing ever.
No.
Right? But even still, it's like, it could have been better.
It could have been better. No. Yeah, but no, it's one of those things where, again, like, Sony, it just sounds like everything like Sony has been doing and will maybe continue to do. And, like, these video game adaptation films could be good. Because, like, you know, Until Dawn is getting a movie, yes. It's going to be apparently different from the actual game, which I'm like, that'd be a good idea, because the thing about that game was is how interactive it was.
It was very cinematic, but all it's like an interactive movie.
Yeah. FMV, as you would say.
Yeah, I guess if you want to talk about that whole thing. But anyways,
yeah.
You know, yeah, it is interesting, because I think that Until Dawn movie actually comes out this year.
I have not heard anything about. Okay, sure.
But yeah, you know, that's another, I guess, technically Sony property, right? But, you know, they're doing something interesting with it. Don't know how well it will succeed, but, I mean, you know,
it's
always
the only one of their games that I feel. I heard that all the other games were pretty good, but it didn't hit. Like, everyone's still onto that one. They haven't played the other games, whose names I'm forgetting, but I know. They're
forgettable.
Yeah. They're good but forgettable. Right? Because, well, like, I think the thing about the Until Dawn was that it was, like, it was so realistic, and it was, like, such a good horror game. And, like, you really tried hard to save everyone.
Or, you know, if you're a psychopath, get everybody killed.
His route.
I mean, you know, it's always fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but, like, I can totally see them making that movie. It's essentially going to be a horror movie. Because that's kind of what it is. Will it be good? Again, I can't tell. But let's just say that, I hope Sony pulls it off. Well, kind of not, really. But more like, I'm hoping some of these turn out to be well. My best guess is Ghost of Tsushima.
I mean, yeah, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. I'm more intrigued. I just kind of want to just see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not really caring if it turns out well or if it turns out poorly. I mean, if anything, I'm kind of hoping it does turn out well, just because it's like, it would be neat to see more studios take on video game adaptations.
Seriously this time?
Yeah, you know. I mean, clearly we've had successes. You know, The Last of Us TV show, obviously Sonic movies and the Mario movie, right? So it's like, it seems like we are turning that corner when it comes to video game movies, and it just feels like I guess the main concern for some people is like, it's like that these movies are being done as just cash grabs, Mm-hmm. So the quality might not be as great as you want it to be, but let's hope it's not that, you know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's really, that's about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than the fact of, do you think possibly this somehow leads into a PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale movie coming out?
No.
Right? You sure?
God, no.
I mean,
if people are tired of, like, multiversal crossover stuff with Marvel, they're going to get tired of that real quick.
But it would, but here's, I mean, it's a bit different, though, because it's video games.
No, it's
not. Do you
not
want to see Tom Holland as Nathan Drake having to fight the God of War, Kratos?
No. Take it from the guy who likes dumb stuff, no.
All I'm saying is that the only way to save the Marvel
Cinematic... I'm not surprised. They did not announce a God of War or anything.
That's actually true, now that I think about it. God of War is probably one of the more popular PlayStation...
Especially now, after the recent games.
Yeah, with his Norse Adventures. Because, actually, you know what? Aren't they making it... I could have sworn they're making a show, aren't they?
Are they?
I swear to God, I think they're making a show on Amazon. Hold on.
I think you're right. If not, it's probably like that part of that secret level thing.
No, yeah, it's getting a TV show.
Okay, I mean, that makes a little more sense. But is it going to be based on the Viking adventures, or including the...
I think it might be by the Viking, you know, like the Norse adventures, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm reading the, Well, I'm not sure.
Because it looks like more like the plot for the, game. It's in development, we'll say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyways, you know, I think that's, probably about all we have, right?
That's most of what I can say. We're just gonna have to wait and see. If none of these turn out well, just put them in the secret level episode. Something that Halo didn't do.
Well, I think it was because they wanted it to be a crossover with Doom, and...
As cool as that sounds?
I mean, yeah, as cool as it sounds, I guess, I don't know, it's a bit odd. Right.
So they said no. I think it's because it was still too early for them to realize how cool it would have been, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't, like, weirdly enough, I feel like it's just one of those, like
missed opportunities.
Yeah, like I don't know what the thought process was of, like, is Halo 2 sacred for crossovers? But then I remember, wait, isn't the Arbiter in Killer Instinct and? Way beyond that, wasn't there a fucking Spartan in Dead or Alive 4 or whatever?
Yeah, I think it was like 4 or 5. But it wasn't Chief, it was like a female Spartan.
Yeah, but my main point being
yeah.
is that they had a crossover with Dead or Alive. You know, which, I mean, I'm not trying to diss Dead or Alive or anything.
Or Doom.
You know, but it's like...
Dead or Alive?
Yeah, the game that, like, revolutionized jiggle physics. So, you know... I mean, I don't know.
I still say I think it might have been just a little too early for them to be fully committed to the idea because a lot of people latched onto that, but didn't latch onto the part of that same interview where they also said they tried to get a Half-Life episode going, but they said nah as well. Because I'm like, hold up, we could have gotten Half-Life?
Nah, Gabe Newell doesn't trust anybody with Half-Life, man. Not even Valve itself. but yeah, no, I think that's about it, right?
I think that's about it. That's a great start for the first year. The first episode of the year. And hopefully we'll have more to come. We'll keep on checking on our posts and stuff like that. I definitely need to do a better job of that one. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, most active on Instagram. There you'll find a link to all the podcast sites. We're officially part of, like, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and all the like. And a link to the YouTube for all you audio listeners out there. I want to put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. All that good stuff. And any form of support, we have a big one. And yeah, it's been me, boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
And we're going to have to be back. It's been a while. And we're here. Anyways, you guys have a good one. Peace.